guys. This is the Winfrey Conference Hour, another adventure in non-linearity. And this is a call that's broadcast or simulcast over a telephone conference call line and VBS radio. And I just popped into the conference call line. And
there are four participants in the conference.
We have four people on the conference line so far. And they are all about to get their minute of fame. Wait a second. This is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Anna in Berkeley, California.
Hi, Anna. How have you been feeling?
I feel a lot better now. I went up and down.
Well, that's good.
I feel a lot.
Is Matt on the line?
This is Wayne Francis' zone and Jackie's zone.
Hi, Wayne. Wayne Francis.
Mary Jo's on.
Jackie. And Mary Jo.
Yeah, I heard Matt, but he must have muted himself.
Actually, he was on earlier, and then he said he was going to come back on after 6.
Okay.
Okay. So, what's an adventure? We're on the air right now, so people are listening to us. And I don't think it sounds too interesting yet, but you never know. I'm going to get the computer out. I don't know. Have you guys been reading the introductions that Aaliyah's been typing up to Matthew's Wednesday night calls?
I read a couple of them, I think.
I'll tell you, they read really well.
Little
short things, yeah. This is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, Wynn. It's Robin in Elgin, Illinois.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
And who's that? What's your name?
Matt in Ohio.
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Kathy in Tennessee came in, too.
Kathy?
I'm Marianne.
And Marianne. Okay, we're on BBS right now, so whatever we say is being broadcast to the world, or a small world, but nonetheless. You know, I would say, and I think most of you that have been checking onto this line regularly realize, have come to appreciate, that we have a pretty amazing thing going on here. Probably one of the best ongoing portals I've ever seen that connects this dimension with other dimensions, with a constant stream of wisdom, constant stream of understanding how dimensions interact, and oftentimes the opportunity to hear the direct messages from those intelligences in other realms, ask questions, and so seems to me, I know that for myself, being in the middle of this creates kind of a very strong feeling of responsibility. Or how do you work this? What do you do with it? And, of course, in some of the more recent Matthew channelings, they were talking about the egg and the thin shell around the egg, and that how is all this nourishment inside the shell. But until the nourishment gets out into the world, nothing happens. And it seems like there's always something, the next thing to do, that each of us can be doing that we haven't done yet. That's how it feels to me. It feels to me that I have a huge agenda of things, and every day I try to fit something in, but it doesn't seem enough. The world is so big. It's kind of like I'm hoping that there's a lot of people out there that are pushing against that eggshell. And I thought that we are offering so many things, and people that happen to be listening on BBS, if there's anybody, we're offering so many things that people don't know what we're offering. What is it that they can get from this kind of work we're doing? So I thought I'd start off a little bit here describing it and letting you guys share your own thoughts and views about what you've been getting out of it, because I can only imagine, but I think there's probably something to share. Okay, so for example, what goes on these conference calls? This Monday night call is one call of many. There's calls going on every night of the week. And some of them are, how would we say, kind of what you, maybe maintenance calls, keeping the energy going. And some of them are informational calls. And some of them are learning how to function in this realm calls. And they're not exactly designed in a certain way, but it's coming out that way. For example, I've been talking about the Monday night, the Wednesday night Matthew call. And on the Wednesday night Matthew call, Matthew Edwards is on a telephone line with us and answering questions. And Matthew is a channel, and I think we could say that his channelings are somewhat like Edgar Cayce's type channelings. In fact, recently, he seems to be getting more and more specific in ability to put down, he was recommending some medical things or vitamins and this and that. And I've listened to these calls, and, you know, the first time I heard Matthew, I was in awe of the kind of wisdom that his source could share. And we tried it as an experiment. He was living in Fairfax, and many of you on the call were aware that we started an experiment on doing this call on a Wednesday. Actually, we did it after our regular conference group, and Matthew found himself that he could channel on the phone line. He had never done that before. And it worked out. And so I invited him to do a whole evening of that, and it worked out. And then we started doing it every Wednesday. So every Wednesday, we have Matthew answering questions, and his source answering these questions. And, of course, the key to this is the group energy that we are able to create. That without the group energy, it becomes like a phenomena in psychic. But with the group energy, it becomes part of us talking to part of us, and it's very intimate, and I feel his source is probably right now watching us, paying attention to us. We don't have Matthew on the line, but I can feel their frequency, because it's hard or not that common to have this kind of pipeline in a public way to this realm. Now, I know many people channel, and many people did great showings, and I certainly would not pit the ones that we work with against anybody. But I think that what is unusual here is the safe space we have created so that these sources can speak in a more public way, and it's a safe zone. I've never felt that we've had a negative source come through. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I've never had an indicator of that. And so we have these really kind of intimate discussions, oftentimes, with these sources that are so awesomely, what's the word, omniscient, loving, present, able to connect with us in our higher matrix, and teaching us how to make that connection. And so we've had Terry, we've had Matthew, we've had Daphne, all being examples of this. And everybody is very human. And I think that's one of the amazing things that I've learned, is that because one is involved in bringing through amazing information and even energy from other dimensions, that does not cause you to be not human, to not go through your human things, to not be screwed up the way humans can be screwed up, to not be perfect. Sometimes I think channels, and I think we're getting over this, I'd say myself, Terry, and Daphne, and probably Matthew, although I won't speak for him here, is that realizing that we're not going to be perfect, but there's the thought when you first start doing it that, God, I can't measure up to this. How can I measure up to this? And then, you know, there's a fear of people seeing you for who you are because you don't measure up or you don't think you measure up. But you know what? Nobody measures up. And if you measured up to the channelings, I don't think you would be a very good deliverer of channelings. Or let's just say if you really measured up, you would. If you really measured up, you'd be a good deliverer. Because if you really measured up, you would be including all of your defects and all of your shadow. But the thing is that when you put something out into the world that is elevated, exalted, it's sometimes hard to face people, have them get to know you, because they have too high an expectation. And in fact, in this group, I've had that experience where people who got to know me and thought I was walking on water, and then after they got to know me, they dropped out because I didn't measure up. So that is one of the things that, how can I say this, that is just part of the growth curve of learning how to put this out and still be human. I think that one of the ways that people in the past have dealt with this is that they went on ego trips, because if you want to go on an ego trip, then you don't have to be human. You can be exalted and above other people, so to speak. I don't know if that makes any sense, but the whole thing is tricky, and doing it and getting in between judgments, getting in between, in between the spaces so that it's safe. And that this group has been very important in creating a safe space for this to happen in such a public way. Now, while we're talking, I was going to say here, this was an introduction by Matthew Source on July 16th. And you were probably all on the line then, but I thought I'd read it anyway, because if you haven't figured it out, these things are pretty deep. And the more you read them, the more levels deep you go. So this was July 16th, and it was transcribed by Aaliyah Hanser.
All callers are muted.
Okay, we just muted everybody. We cannot see beyond how we look at life. Life is everything. Life is all that is. The universe, as we call it, is infinite, and its potential is unlimited. And yet we see a world defined. We experience a specific reality, each of us. How does a field of potential that is unlimited in nature become a unique, specific experience for an individual person? The answer lies in how you look at the sea of potential. Your eyes are the filter, and your mind is the translator from everything into something. So it begins that you are the seed for an experience. You who were shaped by countless hands. Many, many factors shaped you and your view of life. Not only your teachers, not only your parents, not only the siblings, grandparents, the towns and villages, the cities, the media, the environment, your own genetic lineage. The energies of every being who is connected with you in any way have all shaped your perception of existence. So who are you to say life is one way? And yet, the truth is, you are the sum of all of them, saying life is one way. You are them. You are shaped by them. You are speaking for them. And they are you, speaking for you. So what is this universe but infinite points of perspective speaking each other's truth back to each other? We are the hands that shape each other. We are the voices that speak to each other. And so we become the one web of life, speaking our truth through many, many voices. So that's something that's put, of course, I know that, and it's put so, so well there that, we, in our separate little body, have a matrix that is each of us and each other. And even though we can't see that matrix, on this line, many of us have been learning to feel it, to sense the spaces, to sense the space where we each lie in that great energy field. And it's subtle. It doesn't hit you over the head. But it's very real. And when you're in this matrix, when you start to sense the matrix, we not only sense each other, but we become sensitive to the other beings in the matrix. Now, mostly, they probably become sensitive to us because it's huge. It's a huge, huge, complex matrix with planetary populations, with flying saucers, with beings that move from every degree of physicalness like we have to beings of total space, total ethereal, total energy. Hard to imagine. And they're all existing right now in that matrix. And some of those beings, some of those group energies are the very ones that have been speaking to us, that have been sharing how we look to them, what their perspective is on us. Some of them are graduates from this realm who have gone through series and series of incarnations and now exist as angelic forces or helpers to those of us who are still stuck here. And of course, I believe that Matthew's source is one of those. I haven't quite defined them specifically this way, but they are a group energy that one time had physical bodies and now exist just in space. So when we're in our bodies, on some level, we're learning how to feel that space. And this is a tricky thing because, as some of you know, once you open up your matrix to feel the space, you also have an openness to the potential for negative beings, for negative energies. And so it takes a lot of discernment to be sure you are staying on track. And staying with what's positive. And we've had many, many times when we've talked about that, how that feels. Of course, the distinction between positive and negative is free will, one of the main distinctions. The positive only comes when asked. The positive never intrudes. The negative gets hooks into you and stays even when it's not wanted. And look for those signs, both in life and both in energies in other realms. We are constantly recreating our matrix. We're recreating our matrix by everything we do. Now, an interesting look at this is something you could call discontinuous energy patterns. There are things that you can involve yourself in, and we all have to do this as part of life, that they're great when you're in them, but when you leave, you're finished. You're on to the next thing. And other things that are great when you're in them, and they leave a connection. Of course, according to free will, they leave a connection that continues. Now, part of this has to do with the way you commit to something. Everything is either an experience or something that gets added to your matrix that continues. Like, for example, you can go to a great movie, and that's an experience. And you can make a new friend, a really deep friend that you connect with. And that is something that sticks, where you've actually changed the nature of your matrix with a new friend or a new love or a new job even. It's an ongoing commitment. So we're all the time involving ourselves in relationships, commitments, experiences that are affecting our matrix. And when we do an experience or a commitment with something that's not of this realm, that is when we start holding the really high levels of matrix as an ongoing basis. For example, some of the people that have volunteered to do conference calls and moderate them or help are people that are doing things that have nothing, no advantage in this realm. It's just purely for the sake of service. And they've experienced that these group soul energies can be invoked by them. They're actually doing a ministry, so to speak, and there's kind of an ordination taking place, not officially, but it has to do with the volunteering to hold those energies into the physical and be a reference point for them. And by doing that, they actually make the connection with those energies on an ongoing basis. Some of you have done that. So, you know, in this topic here, since we have a conference call open, and occasionally I open up the lines, I thought maybe some of you on the call might like to share, say, for example, how something that came through a Matthew call impacted you personally. I know myself there are so many, many, many little sentences that I've walked away from that call and thought about, and it kind of gave me a cognition for something in my own life. And how many of you have had that experience, and maybe you share it? And for people that are listening on BBS, I will tell you later on in this call how you can check in to the Matthew call on Wednesday evenings yourself. So hang on just a second. By the way, Terry, are you on the line? Hello, Terry.
Okay.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay. I just unmuted everybody, and I hope somebody will have something to share about, particularly how something that Matthew's source said impacted you and made a shift in your life. Anybody want to share something on that? Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
I would like to ask a question. I just don't know if it's not related to the magic course.
You're asking a question? Well, hold it off a second, Maya, and let's see if anyone shares anything. I know people are getting cognitions because they keep coming back, and it's probably one of the most popular things we do during the week. And
I have a for instance.
Okay, who is that?
This is Matt.
Okay, Matt, go ahead.
Yes. Well, it's when he gave me my energy reading. Actually, I've been checking into the call for a little while. All the calls, and I started to recognize the presences of other energies. This is the only way I could put it, I guess. And when I checked into the Matthew call, probably the second time, it was amazing what I noticed. Just very, very noticeable. It really sort of tuned me in. But then what I was going to speak about, for instance, was when he did my energy reading, and I didn't start to understand what he meant until later on. I agree with what you said earlier. When you go back and look at things in depth and take a look at them and analyze a little bit, you're like, wow, some of his readings kind of unfold. Sometimes when I notice when he's giving a reading, you're kind of like, oh, well, yeah, that's that's nice. But if you go back later on, it really kind of blows you away sometimes. And it was just, I'll just agree with you when you say if you go back and take a look at what he's told you, it can be quite amazing and helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing that. And, I mean, it's like we're posting those things on Dimensional Shift. And I hope, just because you were on a line on Wednesday, you don't take the time to read it again, because there are huge gems in those readings, and one sentence can change your life. One thing can change a pattern for you that I hope you look for. Anyone else have something to share?
I do, Wynn. This is Jean.
Hi, Jean. Go ahead.
By the way, how are
you feeling?
He has some very profound answers to our questions, and I've had several questions about my daughter that was in a bad car accident 8 years ago, and he's given me several different things to do and work with on her, and it's a lot of things have helped, and it's helped me to understand what she's going through, and that I have to help nurture her and give without receiving. And I think that's a big one, is that we all need to give more and not be expecting something in return. As beings on Earth, I think we need to be more serving others than self-service. And I think I've learned that from him.
You know, service is a way of creating a very high timeline. You know, I said people that have done things where they volunteered to moderate a call. Well, it's like even in the most smallest of ways, when you do something out of a pure intent with nothing to get in return, you are now like putting a positive energy into this universe that it's not a reflective energy, it's pure. And it's what it needs to uplift us in the realm and change our own destinies, because we start changing our matrix to a higher level. And thank you. By the way, how are you doing after your accident?
Oh, I just got some bruises and a little sore, but I'm getting along fine.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Thank you. Anyone else want to share anything?
Hi,
Wynn. Oh, now everybody's talking. Great. Let me see. I would say, would the woman's voice speak? Let's see. Say your name.
This is Mary Jo.
Okay, did I hear Mary Jo? I heard Mary Jo, and the other person, I'll get to you after Mary. Go ahead, Mary Jo.
What I really like from a standpoint of how Matthew's channel is, Aaliyah in our group writes up all of his context, you know, from Matthew's source. And I love to hear the stories when Matthew, as a person, goes back and reads all of the context. He is blown away on what has been said. So, to me, that says that he is a true channel. He doesn't remember, and his personality really very seldom is ever in that. And he's right. He's right on. He is. He's excellent.
Thank you. I know. Oftentimes, not often, but occasionally, I send him the transcripts, and he emails me back, and he can't even believe how wise he was when he brought that through. You know, it's even impacting him.
Some words he doesn't even know.
Yeah. So, okay, there was someone else that was sharing something.
Hi, Wynn, it's Margaret.
Go ahead, Margaret.
One night I asked the channel about what Ra considered to be reality. It related to a question I had about a system I was looking at that said you couldn't take medicine, that, you know, evil's unreal and things like that. And their answer was very profound, and that they said the universe was a myth, it was a play, but that we had to engage in it fully. And it said something about looking for medicine with heart, that it's medicine without heart that doesn't work, and
mm-hmm.
it's only medicine with heart that does work. So I thought that was very profound.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. I remember thinking that, you know what, people sometimes look for a certain modality, and they think that one's better than the other. But I think, quite frankly, if you go to a physician or a doctor who has heart, his heart will transfer through whatever he gives you. And a combination of the naturalness, the connection of the heart of a doctor will increase the healing dramatically. Thank you for sharing. Maya, you had a question, yes?
Yeah, and at the same time, I have actually become inspired to share an experience regarding Matthew's channeling on Wednesday night. He often says very simple things, and occasionally it really sticks with me for a few days. About half a year ago, I had an extraordinary experience regarding one sentence, which is very common, but I have experienced it differently when Matthew said it on the Wednesday call. He said, "Stay in the moment. Be in the moment." I took that with me for a few days, and at that time I was very much connected to the candidates and the political rush of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and John McCain. And one of those days, President Bush came onto the screen, and inside of me I could feel Matthew saying, "Be in the moment." And the realization of is, neither Hillary Clinton, nor Barack Obama, nor John McCain is a president yet. The now president is President Bush. And even though I would also vote for his impeachment, at that moment I have been able to tap into his words and his power and his energy in a very unusual way that has even surprised me too.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very special experience. It was for me quite an experience to discover that neither one, I was so involved with the future president, and I wasn't paying attention to the one that is president now. And I have started applying that to other places of my life as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I know that I've seen you go through a lot of good changes since you went online. So it's been amazing to watch that. Okay. I don't know, last week we were going to play something, and is Seth on the line listening to me? You can say hello to everybody if you are, Seth. I told him I was going to do it in the second half. Seth, are you on the line? So what I was going to play last week, and I thought this was very awesome, is that, you know, we started doing these conference calls probably two and a half years ago, and I did it when Daphne and Terry were channeling, and I had all these messages from the Elohim, and I started to realize when we would read the messages, they would come into the frequency, and so we started reading their messages over the line. And then Daphne was living on the East Coast, and I started to invite her on the conference calls. And she came in on the call, and And one of the calls, when she first came in, she said they wanted to speak, and the Elohim came through. And apparently this was a very historic thing for the Elohim to make a public address in the modern world. I don't know if this has happened in the caves of Tibet or whatever, but for them to make an address and identify themselves, who they were. And so I thought we would play that first address of the Elohim to this conference call. And of course, they will be here while it's being played. And you'll feel, those of you that have learned to tune into their energy will feel it. So go ahead, Seth. Roll them.
This moment has been a very long time in coming. We bid you welcome. We bid you love, light, peace, and are very honored at the infinitesimal beauty of your essences, which we see shining as bright diamonds. You are indeed intergalactic sojourners. Your own brilliance, your own love, your own caring, your own vastness of interdimensionality, and your own sacrifices, many of which you are unaware. Honor us, for you, as a race, as fledgling humans cast into the darkest, densest liquid medium of 3D, are attempting to do, to pull off, in your colloquial terms, something which has never successfully been completed, which is to insert love light, a liquid stream. Imagine liquid gold into a system of duality, into a system of competition, of dominion as power, as might, not compassion, and to lift this duality into the Trinitarian triune consciousness of Mother, Father, Son, of the Holy Spirit can take place. A certain pinching upwards of the skin, the etheric skin of your earth, lending itself as a doorway, as a portal, as a bridge into the higher realm. What this necessitates in the evolving individual is a heart which is open. We do not require perfection, but we do require a loving intent. Mistakes are to be dusted off as one falls down, gets up, dusts oneself off. We would ask you not to hold yourselves back, to beat yourselves up, because all is spinning ever faster and ever more intensely now. We are fast approaching what some in your, quote, New Age community have called the first wave. We see this as a segmentation of approximately 30,000 souls who will sojourn to the other side. they will, from your perspective of 3D, leave for a time and then return. But they will return differently than as they left, for their bodies will no longer require food, as you know it, or sleep, nor will they have any sickness. And they will have a resonance and an aura about them which is angelic, which is golden and silver in its hue. The fact that you are now gathered together in this call portends that you are most likely candidates for this first wave. Some will stay on the other side and assist from that place. Some will leave for a short time. How short, we cannot say. Days, weeks, hours. It is still undetermined. But we'll come back and be guides. We are entering a time, or we should say you, on planet Earth, are entering a time of vast economic, climactic, monetary, political instability. There is order to it, but it is chaotic. Even chaos has its own inherent order. It is basically 3D breaking down. We say this not to instill fear, but rather to instill a sense of preparedness and to understand that your anchor point can no longer be anything you reference outside of yourself. It must be within yourself, within your heart. It must be within your community of spiritual, like-minded persons and animals and nature and Mother Earth. Naturally, you still require food and shelter. But these things shall slip and slide and change very quickly. Be prepared for quick changes. Be prepared also, as you are being prepared genetically, for your body to start releasing vast amounts of stored toxins, aches, pains, colds, all of these things, they shall come up. Bless them. Talk to your guardian angels. Ask them to slow down the process if it is too intense. But know that there is an end to it, of God, of the Christed essence, also referred in your spiritual practices as Great Mother, Father Sky, Great Mother Earth, the essence of Kuan Yin, the Buddha. The list goes on. We are the Council of On. We are a subset of the Council of the Elohim. The Earth is under our care, is under our auspice of diligent oversight, gentle persuasion, correction, if we can do so without violating that which is paramount, being free will. You see, this experiment is unusual for many reasons. One of which is that there is such an incredibly vast array of different soul groups from all over the galaxy gathered here at all levels of evolution. Normally, in a planetary system, This is not so. Normally, it's much more homogenized. It is much more of the same. It is like comparing the United States, especially places such as Los Angeles and San Francisco, with their vast multiculturalism, to a place of relative ethnic, quote, purity. A place like Austria, with 7 million people, primarily of Germanic, Polish, Scandinavian descent. At this time, in 2007, there is an accumulation of enough magnitude approaching what you call critical mass that a certain lifting off, though in the middle, it can be very uncomfortable. This is our main message to you this evening, that you have arrived at a point of departure. You are at the airport. You are at the gate. And the 747 has just pulled up. And many of you are getting ready to go on board. We send you blessings, dear ones. We surround your heart in a silver-gold galactic frequency of love light. Know that you are protected, that you are loved. You are watched over. You may call on us at any time. And we will always hear and always answer your prayers. Do not despair. Have patience. Be vigilant. Be discerning. Have courage. And take heart. For you are now initiated. You are spiritual sojourners. We shall end this with an om.
Okay. For those of you that are listening on BBS, if you would like to attend our Matthew call, the phone number is 218-862-1115, and the PIN is 88261, and that is Wednesday at 6 p.m. And if you'd like more information about our ongoing series of conference calls, please send an email to Suzanne@higher-vision.org. Higher-vision.org, Suzanne, and you can get our complete schedule. And on that note, we will withdraw from BBS. And maybe next week we'll have Terry see if the Elohim will give us an update to their original message. That will be interesting. And let me, Terry, are you on the line?